Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. jazz guitarist with profound Kansas City roots. That was New York City star guitarist Steve Cardenas with the tune Lost and Found off his newest 2020 CD, Blue Has a Range. All of this began for Steve in Kansas City before he moved to the Mecca of New York City back in 1995. We did catch up with him here at Neon Jazz to talk about his life and music, and specifically Kansas City. This is what he had to say.
So what happened was that I stayed in Kansas City for quite a while into my 20s. Simply because I was playing all the time, and I felt like I was growing and playing such a diversity of music. It was an amazing time period, that was primarily the 80s.
Over a very rich career in jazz, Steve has performed and recorded with many well-known and highly esteemed musicians. He was a long-standing member of Paul Motian's electronic bebop band, Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra, the Steve Swallow Quintet, and Joey Barron's Killer Joey. These days, he is a member of the Ben Allison and Think Free, John Patitucci Electric Guitar Quartet, John Cowherd Mercy Project, and others. He has toured extensively throughout Europe, North and South America, and Asia, performing at international music festivals, theaters, and clubs. He is a well-respected educator as well. He's on the faculty at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music in New York, where he directs the Thelonious Monk Ensemble, and this guy is always putting out wonderful music. It's great that he has a new album out during a time when we need it the most here in 2020. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has already started up the live jazz here in the summer of 2020, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. So have a listen to this. I went to the KC Drive-In Concerts on July 16th, 2020, hosted by the great Kansas City pianist, Jackie Myers, and caught the CD release performance from the Bobby Watson, Curtis Lundy Quartet for the brand new album, Keeping It Real, at the Plex Pod in Midtown, Kansas City. It was an inaugural drive-in concert. Have a listen to the sound we have been waiting for here in this pandemic hibernation for 3+ months. Man, that was an amazing night of music. Swiss drummer Florian Arbenz reached out recently to let me know about his new CD. This is 2020's Convergence. So let's hear the cut Ambar as we move on and thank him for giving us some quality new music. Thank you.
Lawrence. I'm a drummer based in Basel in Switzerland, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
It doesn't matter what your ailment is. It may be gout. It may be rheumatiz. I know the very, very best cure. It beats a diet or a rest cure when your feet are dragging and your knees are sagging and you don't know what to do. A little jive is good for you when your blues are chronic and you need a tonic. Lace your shoes and follow through. A little jive is good for you. Dig lightly. Just a minute, you'll be in the mood. Feel yourself relaxing. That's the right reaction. Try it out, no matter who. A little jive is good for you.
What I love.
Put your feet up, just sit back and relax.
Give a try.
Don't do as I'm just giving you the facts. Just a little bit is fine. Put just a little bit of jive inside of you. A little bit will ease your mind. You won't need a Xanax or a Lexapro, the rest of pros or an Ativan. All you need is just a bit of jive. Before you know it, you'll be swinging, man.
Let me tell you, sister, if the doc prescribes it, then you know it's true.
Some jive for me, some jive for you, and some for you know who.
You won't deny it, it's a scientific fact. A little jive is good for you.
It's been verified by peer review.
Come a little jive,
hey, fellas, she said a little. A little jive is good for you, you, you. When your feet are dragging and your knees are sagging and you don't know what to do, a little jive is good for you. Blues are chronic and you need a tonic. Lace your shoes and follow through. A little jive is good for you.
Dig lightly.
Dig that jive.
Fall lightly.
Dig that jive.
Come up tightly.
Dig that jive.
In a minute.
In just a minute you'll be in the mood. Feel yourself relax. Try it out, no matter who. A little jive is good for you.
What I love.
Put your feet up, just sit back and relax.
Give a try.
Just honest, I'm just stating the facts.
Is this true?
Yeah, I'm telling you it's true. A little jive is good for you.
But just a little, folks.
Smidgen. If you will.
That was the New York singing trio Duchess featuring Amy Cervini with the tune A Little Jive is Good for You off their 2020 CD Live at the Jazz Standards. This CD evokes the swing and swagger of the Rat Pack, the tight harmonies of the Andrews Sisters, and a freewheeling comedic sensibility that belongs entirely to this outfit known as Duchess. These singers have honed their talent since 2013, and it can be heard in their evolution on these arrangements. We caught up with Amy during the COVID-19 lockdown in New York to talk music, and she opened up about the magic of live music.
There's something just so beautiful about looking out into that audience and seeing people smiling and having people come up to you afterwards and say, wow, I didn't know I needed to, you know, laugh like that, or I didn't know I needed to smile or hear those songs again. And it, you know, it reminded me of my grandmother or my mother, and there's something so sort of, you know, we know now more than ever that our world is connected. We can kind of like press a button and probably see video from across the world, you know.
Speaking of magic, the deft skills of jazz clarinetist and bandleader Edmund Hall, joined by his Cafe Society Orchestra. This is the 1945 tune called Face. Back in those WW2 days of swingin' jazz revivals here on Neon Jazz.
I'm Amy Cervini from Duchess. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the Brooklyn-based saxophonist Noah Preminger with the tune Mad Town off the 2018 CD Genuinity. Only in his early 30s, this Canton, Connecticut-born cat is the winner of Downbeat Magazine's Rising Star Best Tenor Saxophonist and has recorded over 12 critically acclaimed albums. We had a good talk with them about this no live jazz lockdown that we are in. And he had some hopeful words when jazz does return. Have a listen.
I think everyone's going to be different, and some people will appreciate live music more. I think some people might realize they don't need live music.
From one of the originators of free jazz as we know it today, this is saxophonist, violinist, trumpeter, and composer Ornette Coleman, back in 1959 with the tune Giggin', and that we keep on doing around here on The Big Show.
This is Corey Weeds from Vancouver, BC, and you are listening to Day by Day on Neon Jazz.
That was one of the saviors of jazz as we know it today, talented in business and on the stage and in the studio, label owner and saxophonist out of Canada, Mr. Corey Weeds, with another stellar CD, Day by Day. That was the cut, It Could Happen to You. And whether it's his recordings or ones that come out on his label, Cellar Live, it's a guarantee that the music will be fresh and mesmerizing. So we did catch up with Corey during the lockdown to get his thoughts on this strange period on the planet. Have a listen.
You know, my life is a gong show. I mean, I'm doing like a million things and I'm going, you know, 120 miles per hour, like every day. And it's been really, really nice to slow down and just go, oh, I don't have anything to worry about. I don't have any music to prepare. I don't have any tours to book. I don't have any flights to book. And, oh, hey, there's my saxophone. I actually really feel like just playing my saxophone and enjoying it instead of this pressure to practice and play and prepare. And
from the very talented veteran saxophonist, flautist, and composer Steve Schlegel, we go next. From his trio off the album Alive in Harlem, this is the tune, Alive, during a time when we need new music more than ever. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hey, Kansas City, this is trumpeter John Bailey. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was one of the most eclectic trumpet players in New York City, John Bailey, with the tune Pebbles in the Pocket off the 2020 CD Can You Imagine. He became a member of the Buddy Rich Band while he was still in college, and his career has included long-running gigs with Ray Charles, the Woody Herman Orchestra, and Frank Sinatra Jr. And we talked to him about what it's like now that live jazz has fallen silent. This is what he had to say.
The strangest thing to try to overcome, I mean, it's been 40 years plus since I've gone 6 weeks without live interaction with other musicians. So one has to reconcile that and overcome it and compensate in other ways. Hey, you know, it's not something that I'm pleased about, but we're jazz musicians, and historically jazz musicians need to be creative and resourceful, don't we?
So when John was young, he caught the First Lady of Song live. Here's Ella Fitzgerald joined by the Chick Webb Orchestra with Holiday in Harlem. And as we do, listen to John explain.
My first jazz experience was seeing Ella with the Count Basie Orchestra in the Lansing Civic Center in 1977. So if you are checking out the record and you look at the last track on that record, it's People. People, Barbra Streisand, you know, that's the reference. But there is a version of People by Ella Fitzgerald from 1973 at Carnegie Hall. It's the last tune she played at a three-hour concert. She did it duo with Tommy Flanagan, and Lucille, the widow of Louis Armstrong, was in the front row. And she calls Lucille out during the last couple of notes of People. The People that I performed with Edsel Gomez on the record is a transcription of that performance, because I had been listening to that since I was 14 years old, and I'm in love with it.
Music, music everywhere. Happiness is in the air. Not a soul has got a care. Holiday in Harlem. Up and down the avenue, you see faces old and new, with a smile that welcomes you, cause it's holiday in Harlem. Sophisticated ladies, dizzy, dumb and wise, my oh my, when they get high, there's danger in their eyes. Not a soul is feeling blue, up and down the avenue, with a smile that welcomes you, holiday in Harlem.
Everybody out there, I hope you can dig Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Steve Slagle. Hope you're digging Dedication, my new one, and all the great music that's played on Neon Jazz. Keep listening. Thank you.
That was a cat with the coolest name in the room, sax cat John Haley Zoot Sims, with the tune Someone to Watch Over Me. And with that, we're ready to exit this episode of a show with a modern-day trumpeter and composer, a star, Ambrose Akinmunshire, with the tune Roy, off the new 2020 CD from him, On the Tender Spot of Every Callous Moment. So it's with that that we thank you for listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a polished spot on the callous world of radio broadcasting, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We dig it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, support the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the music, my friends.
It's Miller time.
Neon Jazz.